Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Watson takes the snap. He's going to throw. Passes to the end zone and caught by Hopkins. Nuke with a TD catch. His second of the game. Five touchdown passes for Deshaun Watson. And the Texans have a season high in points.
Ryan over center. Eye set with Coleman. They toss it right for Coleman. He's got a first down and more. To the 20, to the 15, to the 10, to the 5. Touchdown Falcons. Devin Coleman on a 30-yard touchdown run.
Cousins takes the snap. Jets blitz. It's picked up. Cousins firing for Aldrick Robinson in the end zone. And it's caught. Touchdown, Aldrick Robinson. They don't use him much, but when they do, it generally results in a touchdown.
Snap to Trubisky. He's pressured by Claiborne. He starts to roll to his left. He pulls up. He heaves one deep to the end zone. That ball sailing toward the goal line. It's caught by White. White is caught and wrapped up short of the goal line.
Unreal.
And the Patriots are going to win, but that close to a Hail Mary and an answered prayer for Chicago.
We just go home. Let's get on a bus and go home. Get the heck out of here.
And now it's time for Joe and Evan's picks.
Is that Zolak?
Zolak.
Zolak's just too much.
Quick, get out of here.
Unbelievable.
Gotta get on a bus. Get the hell out of here.
Oh, man. So tough. It's so tough with that team. All right. Now, today's Pro Football Picks brought to you by Brothers Supply, your number one source for ICFP tax, water source, heat pumps, and fan coils. The Book at Harrah's Resort and Bally's Wild Wild West, Atlantic City, wager now. By Wall Allen Paint and Design, Benjamin Moore's largest paint dealer in Westchester, Putnam, and Rockland counties. And if you or somebody you know has a gambling problem, call 800-GAMBLER. We move to week 8. I mean, it's unbelievable that we are already in weekend. We are in the final weekend of football in October. I mean, think about that, bro. That is stunning.
Changing the clocks next week, too.
I'll be in Florida when that happens.
Extra
How about that?
Hour.
I get an extra hour in Miami or in Fort Lauderdale, which is, I'm happy about that. Anyway, the weather better be stellar. It better not rain. Anyway, with that said, I'm having a brutal year. My partner's actually having a very good year. I went 1-2 last week and continue to struggle. And I don't know, would you go 2-1, 3-0?
2-1.
Well, you're just rolling,
I'm rolling somehow.
You're going to beat Al Dukes the way you're going.
Al's having a pretty good year.
I know he is. I know.
Yeah, that's it. Me and Al Dukes are at the top.
There you go.
You got like Francesa and Giannotti at the bottom.
Hey, there you go. Well, I'm at the bottom.
And you, right. Listen, none of this makes sense. Let's just all admit that. But I did have another good week. I'm having a great year somehow. I'm 14-7 for the year. Went 2-1 last week. I won with the Patriots laying the 2.5, though I very easily could have lost that. And I won with the Browns getting 3.5. I very easily could have lost that. So my two wins were fortunate. My loss was just a disaster. I got sucked in by the Dolphins getting 3. So it was a 2-1 week, but it wasn't the strongest 2-1 week. I'll say that. 14.
A win's a win, my man.
It is true. Win's a win's a win. 14-7.
No style points here.
That's right. Game number one, I'm going to follow a trend that has gotten me to 14-7. One of those trends is I have now picked against the Tampa Bay Buccaneers in 4 out of the 7 weeks, and I'm 4-0 picking against the Buccaneers. I have picked 4 Cincinnati Bengals twice this season, and I'm 2-0 picking the Bengals. So I'm going to put it all together, and I'm going to take Cincinnati laying the 3.5 at home against the Buccaneers. And I got to tell you, we don't do best bet or I've got confidence or locks or whatever stupid pokey phrase you want to use. I am really confident about this. I really am. A couple of reasons. I know the Buccaneer defense did a much better job last week. Look at what they've done defensively on the road this season. And that's what they're trying to do in Cincinnati. You want me to help you out on this? Here's what they've done on the road this season defensively. In Atlanta, they gave up 34. In Chicago, they gave up 48. And in New Orleans, they gave up 40. That's a lot. They do not have a good defense despite what they did last week against the Browns. And the Bengals are about to get hot. They're coming off a couple of bad losses. They had a team meeting on Monday, I think, is when they had the team meeting. And I expect them to bounce back in a huge way at home. The number has moved down. It started off at about 6 on Monday. It's all the way down to 3.5. What the hell am I missing? The Bengals are going to crush them. Give me Cincinnati laying 3.5 in game number one against the Buccaneers. Game number two, I think this is a combination of respect for the Baltimore Ravens defense, who very much should have forced overtime last week, and also some disrespect to Carolina. The Panthers are getting points in their own building against the Ravens. They're getting 2.5. I love Carolina to win this game outright. What they did last week in coming back against Philadelphia was remarkable. The quarterback's a little banged up, I get it, but he is going to play. And I'm getting points at home. Seems too good to be true. Give me the Panthers in game number two, getting 2.5 at home against the Baltimore Ravens. And in game number three, we've touched on this. Take all the logic you want and throw it out the window. The Giants are laying a point at home against the Redskins. I have not picked a Giant game this season at all. I haven't picked for them. I haven't picked again. Maybe I picked them once. I'm trying to remember. Maybe early in the season I picked them. I don't even remember. Maybe week one I picked them. But it hasn't been a while. Oh, you know what I picked? I picked them week two in Dallas getting 3. So I have picked them once. I'm 0-1. This is one of those games that reeks of looking at the line, saying, how the hell are they favored by a point? The Redskins are in first place. This makes no sense. Maybe the Giants are going to come out galvanized. And I know we've said this a lot. This offense, it's got too much talent to continue to have problems scoring touchdowns. One of these days, they're really going to break through. And I think it's this game against the Redskins. I think the Redskins are going to win the division, but I don't think it's going to be easy. I think they're going to have to stumble their way to get there. Their schedule certainly helps, that's for sure. We mentioned Alex Smith lost 2 games at MetLife Stadium last year. I think the Giants are going to come out, and they're going to play inspired football. Now, what does that mean for all of us Monday morning? It means nothing. They're still not going anywhere. But I like them to get win number two. Give me the Giants laying a point against the Redskins, which means their 2 wins this season would be against 2 teams that I think are going to win their divisions, the Houston Texans and the Washington Redskins. Give me the Giants laying a point. Here are my 3 picks. Cincinnati laying 3.5 at home against Tampa. Carolina getting 2.5 at home against the Ravens. And the Giants laying a point at home against the Redskins. Those are my Week 8 NFL picks. Joe, take it away.
All right, bro. I continue to have a brutal year. I went 1-2 last week. I'm 8-13 for the season. I lost with the Bears getting 2.5 against the Patriots at home. I don't know what I was thinking about there. My one win was with the Texans laying 5 in Jacksonville, and they beat them 20-7. And I lost with the Chargers, did not cover the number in London against the Titans. So 1-2, 8-13 on the year. Here we go for Week 8. I continued on in a knockout pool with the Colts last week because they just destroyed the Bills. So I'm taking them again, laying the 3 against the Raiders in Oakland. I just think the Colts are better. If nothing else, the best player on the field is going to be the quarterback for the Colts, Andrew Luck. They had that big win last week against Buffalo. They beat them up 37-5. And the Raiders are terrible. I mean, I just don't know what else to say. I mean, you know, they just traded Amari Cooper. They're looking to trade everybody. And of course, we know about Khalil Mack before the season started. I just think the Raiders are bad. And I think the Colts are just better. Like I said, if nothing else, I got to believe Andrew Luck's going to put points on the board here for Indianapolis. It looks skewed because, you know, how could the Colts be a favorite on the road against anybody? But that just shows you how bad that the Raiders are. And like I said, I just think the Colts are probably a little better than a 2-5 record. They did, remember, they did go, as you pointed out earlier, they went to Washington week 2 and beat the Redskins. I like them here. 3 is not a big number. Give me the Colts laying 3 in Oakland against the Raiders. That's game 1. Game 2, I'm taking the Steelers laying 8 against the Browns. You know, I understand that the Browns have played a lot better this year. Another brutal loss last week for the Browns in overtime to Tampa. And they, you know, we've seen it this year. I mean, they should have beat Pittsburgh week 1. I mean, they lost that. Well, they didn't lose it, but it wound up being a tie. An overtime tie in week 1 against Pittsburgh and Cleveland. In a game, the Browns, if they had any kind of kicking game, would have won that game. But I don't see it here. I know that Pittsburgh, you know, always beats Cleveland. They're going to do it again, and they're going to rout them this time. Cleveland's pretty much been in every game they played this year except that one game when the Chargers went into Cleveland and beat them bad. They beat them 38-14 a couple weeks ago. Outside of that, they've been in every game. They're basically in overtime every game. I think the Steelers are going to bury them here. Pittsburgh's won 2 in a row. They're coming off the bye. I think they're ready to take off in this division. They got another battle with the Ravens next week, but I don't think they're going to be looking ahead to that. I think they're going to really take a I think they're going to give the Browns a beating here. I really do. Give me the Steelers laying 8 at home against Cleveland. And finally, I'm taking the Bears laying the 7.5 against the Jets. I'm not taking the Bears in the knockout pool, but I'm taking them in the pick segment because all it is the pick segment. So, you know what I mean? And here's the other thing, too, about this game. The other time this year that I picked against the Jets was the Bronco game, and the Jets won. So I'm using that logic, too. I figure, hey, you know what? Maybe I'll pick against them here, and they'll somehow stun me and win the game. And I'll tell you, if the Jets won this game, I think you agree with this. It would be the best win they have had under Todd Bowles since they beat the Patriots to end their 5-game winning streak 3 years ago before they laid down against Buffalo and didn't make the playoffs.
I agree.
I don't think there's any question about it. Yeah. I just think the Bears are ready. They're going to lay the wood to the Jets here. They're laying 7.5. I've said this over and over. They're coming off 2 horrific losses. They lost that overtime game to Miami a couple weeks ago in Miami when they had a 20-7 lead and blew the game. Even had that play where Drake fumbled on a 1-yard line in overtime and they still couldn't win the game. And then we've documented it over and over this week how tough that loss last week at home was to the Patriots. So I just think they're going to really lay the Jets out here. The Jets are very banged up, especially the wide receiver position. You know, Bilal Powell's out. It looks like they're getting guys back in the secondary. It looks like we may see Marcus May play. We may see Buster Screen play. So they're getting some guys back as far as that goes. But I just don't see it. I don't see it. I really don't. I don't see how the Jets are playing with the Bears here this week. I hate to say it. I don't. But I hope I'm wrong. Like I said, I hope I make the same mistake I did against Denver and they win the game outright. I'll be doing a cartwheel. I'll be doing a dance. I really will. But I don't see it. I think the Bears are going to beat them up. So give me the Bears laying 7.5 in Chicago against the Jets. So Beningo picks for week 8. Give me the Colts laying 3 in Oakland against the Raiders. Give me the Steelers laying 8 at home against the Browns. Give me the Bears laying 7.5 at home against the Jets. The Joe Beningo, Evan Roberts, Pro Football Picks are ready week 8, the last weekend in October in the NFL.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.